kuelewa kusimama bayenja ndio kwenye vitanga nisuguru kuzizo ekizikiza na yepo gena kujira kuponyesha omulele gwa mukama kuteeka musingani bwe mugongo gwa wakati huo
amen
obadde mwe omulele kusibuka omulele kusibuka yo mugongo wakati yewe nisuguru teeka kunaiba omugongo na uliranga yoge waliyo omulele nyinde kalikugenda kuba tukolesa omulere ogu ogigendeeranga omulere gwa mukama gusibuka eyo mugongo
eyoyesu
yebazi amanya neddoboozi omutume tonadiwokuitinis wamu ne musumba
We love you so much in the name of our Master Jesus. We call the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Praise Jesus. And this ministry is international. And the messages released there are international. They spring right from the kingdom of heaven. That is what makes it international. Praise Jesus. We try to see that people access knowledge that they may not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because the Lord said in Hosea 4:6 that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But this ministry with the full knowledge of God, it helps you that you don't get destroyed. That you get knowledge. Because John 17:3 says that eternal life it is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent. That is why we bring you this knowledge. And it is a promise of God. According to Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 14. That the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters spread on the seas. And Isaiah 11 verse 9, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread over the sea. That is why we bring this knowledge to you through this ministry. That you can strengthen eternal life. And a prayer of a person with knowledge, it is accepted before God. More than the ones of them we have knowledge. Bible says in Job 38, who is this who darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Every day God calls us in his counsels, as we hear in Isaiah 1:18, that now come we reason together. And we believe that in prayer to be given, the prayer of warfare, in the prayer of repentance, we appear to be reasoning with God. But we need knowledge there. Praise Jesus. That we may not bring words of darkness within prayer. He spoke in Proverbs and he said, the prayers of they who don't hold on the laws of God are detestable to him. That no matter how much you pray and you have no knowledge and you don't hold the laws of God, that prayer is detestable. Think of the people who are just praying and they have no knowledge. And even their prayers, where are they being put? And many times we pray, but ask yourself, where does God put those prayers? God too has a dustbin of prayers where he casts prayers which are meaningless. Praise Jesus. And there's a place where the Spirit speaks that he found us praying and groaning, but our prayer never birthed salvation. Now, brethren, that's why we bring this knowledge, that we may hold on to eternal life. And even prayer you pray through knowledge. And there God will listen to you. He spoke in Job 23. And he said, if I knew where I could find the Creator, then I would bring words of knowledge. And I would have awaited to hear what God will answer me. That is why I speak of knowledge as an important word. And that's why the ministry is called the full knowledge of God. We don't want to give you half knowledge. For they will get the half knowledge at the younger ones. According to 1 Corinthians 11, praise Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13 says, when I was young, I spoke words of the younger. And what I did was of the young people. But when I matured, I began to do things of the mature people. He said that sometime past we used to kneel half, the fullness has come, and the half is no more. Praise Jesus.
We began the journey of the Master Jesus, which began to welcome in the name of our Master Jesus, which was more through the Bible for seven years, in the different visions, in the different dreams. In the different trance, which involved other transports like the Urim, like the Azotas. Praise Jesus. They who were not here, we saw these spiritual transports, through which a person can pass through to meet God when they have not first died. For not everyone who dies that they meet God. Most of them go to hell in the prison of God. Praise Jesus. Now we saw those spiritual transports, and the DVD is about to be released out. They who are not here will be able to get copies. We shall tell you in the right time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to proceed on with the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 reaching 2011. I did go to be there permanent for the 7 years, but it involved going and coming back in the types of transports I've spoken about. Praise Jesus so much. As we move the journey of the Bible, the Bible, we have it on this world, but whatever it speaks is existing. It was, and it is going to be. Praise Jesus. The Lord took me to see all those which the Bible speaks of, to be able to be the only right book in this world of God. And I met it even in heaven, according to Revelation 5. We on this world, we got a photocopy of the original, but this book is right there in the kingdom of heaven, and it shows all things in their existence. That is why you see them in all the images. These images are not for worshipping, but they are to help us understand what is within the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
don't be there, the devil whispers to you and he tells you that these people too worship the images. Friends, these are not for worshipping, but they are to know the truth within the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we started this journey as we come from planet Earth. But the reason why God took me to see this journey, to be able to reveal the mystery of God, according to Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, we are seeing the mystery of God. Praise Jesus. We began last Sunday, and right now where we are, we wish to see where hell is located, the bottomless pit, the prison of God. But all these ones, we see them within the mystery of God. According to Revelation 10:7, it tells us like this. Revelation 10 from verse 7.
Naye munaku ezeddobozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira ng'enjiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Ekyama
kya Katonda
gwe
tugenda tutegeerako nti ye Mukama
waffe Yesu
bw'abadde abuulibwa okuyita mu bannabbi
n'abatume
ateekeddwa okuba ng'atuukirira ng'ategeererwa mu bantu bulungi ng'akagombe k'enkomerero tekannafuuwa
era
Bayibuli yogera mu Bakolosaayi essuula
esooka
ekyama kya Katonda ono
ye
Mukama waffe Yesu. Bakolosaayi essuula eno esooka
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 20.
Abakolosaayi essuula esooka n'olunyiri lwa 20. N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye. Bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe mu ye, okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu. Nammwe bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi, naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa mu mubiri ogw'ennyama ye olw'okufa, okubanjula abatukuvu abataliiko mabala abatanenyezebwa mu maaso ge. Bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza nga munywedde, nga temusagaasagana so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ery'enjiri gye mwawulira eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu, nze Pawulo gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo. Kaakano nsanyuse mu bibonoobono byange ku lwammwe, era ntuukiriza ebibulako mu kulaba ennaku kwa Kristo mubiri gwange olw'omubiri gwe ye kanisa, nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe, naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo yamanyiddwa nga ekyama ekyakwekebwa edda
n'edda
naye kyabikirirwa eri abamawanga.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Ekyama
ono Mukama waffe Yesu
omwo
omutukuvu gwe yatuma okunkulembera mu lugendo
lw'eggulu
yaŋŋamba agenda kubikkula ekyama
ekyo
amanyiddwa nga Mukama waffe
Yesu
era ng'ono alimu ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku
nsi are things in heavens and on earth, right from planet where we are stretching up to the third heaven. He is the one who revealed the people to make them know who is Jesus through the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus. Let's move on to the next verse.
Tulimba Kolosai esule soka noru nyiriri wa makumi abidi mumukaga.
Colossians 1 verse 26.
Echame chakwe kewa okufeda neda n'emirembe n'emirembe, naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be Katonda be yayagala okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa ky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu baamawanga. Ekyo ye Kristo mummwe essuubi ery'ekitiibwa. Gwe tubuulira ffe nga tulabula buli muntu era nga tuyigiriza buli muntu mu magezi gonna, tulyoke twanjule buli muntu ng'atuukiridde mu Kristo.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Ono
ekyama kya Katonda
tumubuulira nga tulabula abantu bonna
nti newankubadde ng'ogaana okukkiriza
Yesu
era n'okutuuka leero otambulira mu
ye osula
mu ye
mubeera kubanga
ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi
ebyo
byonna byebiri mu
Kristo Yesu.
Olugendo lw'eggulu lw'owulira
lubikkula
ani Mukama waffe
Yesu
yenkana atya obunene
bwe.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Verse 15. Colossians 1 verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna, kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika. Obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era nekululwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Wali olinde ku bakadde abiri mu abana.
Have you ever had the 24 elders?
Abali mu ggulu eryokusatu.
They were in the third heaven.
Walaba ku biramu ebina.
Have you seen the four living creatures?
Ggulu eryokubiri.
In the second heaven.
Ekibuga Yerusalemu.
Have you seen the Jerusalem city?
Ne bakerubi.
And the cherubim.
Ensi yaffe.
The planet earth. And the heaven we see around, which is known as the fourth heaven.
Ne munyenye.
Even the stars. All things were created by him. And they live within him.
But mukutambuzibwa olugendo
lwe. Now in being moved the journey of heaven, it reveals the master of Jesus, what is his size.
But
we may not think of him within a car,
mayumba,
houses,
all
things which are like
that.
But you may know his size and greatness. And that you may know cars and houses.
There are
the things he gives us as additives within him. He gives us to use them in this life. But the car is not Jesus. That he may claim Jesus arose from me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He promised
that 2 or 3 gather is within us.
Why
is he around us? For whatever is in heaven and earth, they are within him. According to Acts 17, verse 20 and to 30, he shows we move within him, we live within him, and we have our being in him. Praise Jesus. But what surprises most, he wants to reconcile all things within him unto himself. For some of the things within him, they don't know that they're within him, and they do a lot of evil within him. He speaks of them like dry branches, they which have been him within him, and they have now dried, and they are being cut off heading for the hell and lake of fire. Praise Jesus. All this according to Colossians 1, verse 17.
Colossians
1:17.
Na ye, ye wolu bereberye mu byonna.
All things, they live within Christ Jesus. But the difference which comes of all us who get saved,
in
John 15:7, that when you abide in me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need and it will be given you. The difference between born again and the rest of the people, that we get within Christ and his words abide within us.
That's
what separates the living from the dead. But all of them are still moving within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
place we are heading to see, what we began to see, we are going to see hell. And we have reached far deeper. And even hell itself, it's also found within Christ. There's nowhere you can escape from Christ. You must just accept him. If you don't want to accept him, you will accept him within hell when you can no more be saved. For he promised every day has to bow before him, and every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord. When he says every tongue, every person with a tongue, whether an insect or an
animal,
they must confess Jesus is Lord. Whether in what place, whether in
earth,
whether in heaven, whether in hell, you will confess that Jesus is Lord when you can no more be saved. He said every time, every knee has to bow for him. If you refuse to humble when you're still in this world, there is a place where he will ground you from.
Until
you will confess Jesus is Lord and you'll kneel that he's Lord. But what surprise you have wasted your time for no more be saved. That's why we move on to see hell, as the Lord showed this. But all this I saw within Christ, that all creation, they have never ceased to be in Jesus. They have no any other place they are in. They are within Christ. He's the umbrella. And on that day they will know that all along they have been in him. He spoke in John 14:20, that on that day you will know
that you are within me, and me, I am in the Father. Praise Jesus. All along, no one has ever run from Jesus. And all they will be think not to think
about,
they are in ignorance, and they are doing it out of ignorance. They were preached to, yet they have pride like the devil, and they don't want to believe. And the Master speaks of them, that such people like that, they are of the their father, the devil. They would not want to hear the word of God. Let's move on with Colossians. Colossians 1, verse 18.
Era oyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa. Oyo lwe lubereberye omubereberye w'omubafu, yalyoka abeere olubereberye mu byonna. Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
Kitaffe mwennyini yasiima.
The Father himself was pleased.
Ng'asinzira waggulu eggulu.
Basing above the heavens.
Omanyi waliwo ekifo kituyita waggulu
eggulu. You know there's a place we call above the heavens.
Okusinga ku Efeso nnyo.
According to Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 12.
Wali waggulu eggulu ku ntandikwa.
There is above the heavens from the beginning.
Kati bwe baali batonda eggulu.
Now when they were creating heaven and earth,
kitaffe yasiima obutonde bwonna bubeere mu Mukama.
The Father was pleased all the creations to be the Master Jesus. That's why he speaks whatever is in heaven and earth, that in the Master Jesus.
Era kitaffe tumuyita Mukama.
That is why we call him Lord.
Mulimu abalowooza.
There are people who think that would have been called a prophet. But you is within him. How can you dare not call him Lord? This is not just a prophet. He's not just an apostle. But he is God. And within him are all things. Even the Holy Spirit works within him. That is why he calls him a helper unto us. Praise Jesus. For Christ's sake, I have been a comforter and a helper. But I'm going to go and send you another comforter. Praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, brethren, no one has ever run from Jesus Christ. But we want and implore every person who doesn't want to believe and accept Jesus that they are going to end up falling in his hands, no matter what it will be. Praise Jesus. For no one gets out of this heaven. You may get out of the world just like the scientists do, and you reach there and you fail to move ahead. For heaven is very broad. And when you stretch more deeper, reaching the third heaven, know where you can escape the Master Jesus. All that we're trying to speak of, as I've told you that we're seeing hell, and the angels who walk right there, to take you from the mindset thinking that the devil is the one who is leading in hell. You cannot get a thief and you hand him over to lead a prison. It means it's going to set free all the captives within it. Bible shows that hell is a prison of God, where he imprisons all rebellious spirits. Praise Jesus. Now in these Holy Scriptures, in John 1:16, he says like this.
Yokana esula esoka nolunyiru wa kumina mkaga. Ugamba, kubanga kukujula kwe, fefe na kwetuwa wewa ekisa mchipochi ekisa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The fullness of the Lord Jesus. All of us we are given. That's why it speaks in John 15. I am the true vine. All of you are branches. That Christ Jesus, this full size would have been equivalent to the heaven. From the planet where we are, where the journey began from. Stretching out seeing other nine planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Going to the kingdom of the stars. You can even use the other bigger image.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Seeing hell, the principalities who are in the kingdom of the stars. Seeing how the heaven is circular. And moving to the city with the Jerusalem, heaven with the Jerusalem city, the first created heaven, the heaven with the four living creatures, to the third heaven. His fullness, that is how, where all of us were got. That's why he said, everything in heaven and earth, all of us were gotten from the Master Jesus. It would have been big, equated to the entire heavens. But he accepted us to be branches with him, that we too may appear
The Bible speaks of him that he is the life-giving spirit. But we too were just created spirits from him. And he remained giving us life. And life was within him. And life became our life. Our seeing outside, we use the life the Spirit given us. Praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, brethren, we've been seeing much. And right now, all are in Christ Jesus. In the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. I'm going to pass through briefly, reaching where we are right now. According to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. 30 to 31. We began from planet Earth where we are.
And
it is called the habitable Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw much concerning this world Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw that it is made up of four angels and they are the pillars of this world where we are. According to Revelation chapter 10, from verse Revelation 7, verses 1 to 5. We saw the four angels making up planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And we saw much concerning this world. And we stretched out of it. And we went out of it. We saw other nine planets. And these were revealed what concerns them. These are planets you cannot reside there with flesh and blood. We revealed their mystery and secret. According to Isaiah 66 verse 1, the Lord told us, heaven is the throne and earth is his footstool. Praise Jesus. And we searched out to see the toys of the Lord. See that the earth is his footstool.
It
took us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Praise Jesus. And we discovered man was created in God's image. And we searched out how many toys does a human being have. And we discovered them. And there are 10 toys a human being has. And we got to know that these planets are 10. Even though I went to see them through a vision and in a trance. And the Lord explained to me that the clouds we are seeing in the firmament, all those are dusts of his feet. We the clouds we keep seeing in the firmament after. Those are the dusts of the feet of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to what we see on this planet, just as you get dust in your feet down here, because these 10 planets are his footstools, the ones you see down up there. Now we are on planet Earth. Now the clouds you see within them, those are dusts of his feet. And when he's going to cause rain to fall, as it is casting dust off his feet, and we get rain down here. Praise Jesus. God is big beyond what we think of him. And he's the Lord our Master Jesus. You may have been seeing him through a car, you see him through a visa, and you see him through gold or in houses, but it's far beyond that. Those are what he gives us to use for this life. But he's great beyond measure.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why I want to prove to you more that those planets, there are 10 according to the toys of the Lord. Those planets, he sees them as his toys according to the body of our Master Jesus. Within it are things in heaven and on earth. God is great and is worthy to be praised.
He's
worthy to be honored. No one should confuse you that Jesus is just a son. We shouldn't worship him. I preach you the right Jesus. We don't preach you a Jesus like Visa, not even the one who is like God, but we show you a Jesus whom through within him are things in heaven and earth, and his clouds are dust to his face. Let's read briefly in Nahum. Nahum chapter 1. From verse 3.
I'm
passing briefly through what we've covered, Then we move on to reach where there is hell. And where we have reached it right now. Praise Jesus. Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
Naku mwesula esoko linyiro wakusatu lugamba. Mukama tatera kusunguwala. Alina amaanyi manji. So talitaatira na katono. Ekkubo lya Mukama liyita mu kikungunta ne mu kibuyaga. Era ebire ze nfuufu z'ebigere bye.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Bwe ebire by'olabamu.
The clouds you are seeing.
Nfuufu z'ebigere bye.
Those are dust of his feet.
Alina ebigere bimeka.
How many feet does
he have? Yagambye ensi yetebe y'ebigere
bye. He told you earth is his
footstool. Tulaba ensi ziri kumi.
We see 10 planets.
Okusinga ku kifaananyi ffe
mukwano. According to the image where we came from.
Tulina kumi.
The toes we have 10.
Kati gwe nfuufu gy'ofunamu ng'oba
dodda mbabwe. Now the dust you get in your feet has been moving.
Yalina mubire.
He has clouds. You know, clouds are found in the planet where we are. It's not on the heavens, what you think, but in the firmament of this earth. That's why you see the planes passing up. And maybe you think it has reached heaven. I see as if it has passed the clouds. I told you heaven is far from where planet Earth is. Praise Jesus. And the rain we get, the Lord is just casting dust off his feet. And with tail shakings, and the rain comes with thunders, the Lord sees his children.
That's
stop my feet are threatened. They get rain and now they are threatened. Praise Jesus. That is the Master Jesus we worship. We don't worship a Jesus found in the rooms or who is in human houses, but who fills heaven and earth. That's why I told you Matthew 24. If they tell you I'm in a room, don't accept.
You know,
people have Jesus in the rooms you go to, the false Christs. Praise Jesus. But the Jesus we speak of, things in heaven and earth are within him. And we began to see him briefly. Praise Jesus. Those are the 10 planets we saw. We stretched out to see the kingdom of the stars. And they too are found within Jesus. They are found in the firmament of the heaven. According to what we saw in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 14 unto 20. We saw the kingdom of the stars, the moon, together with the sun. And we saw that all these are living and they worship God. According to Psalms 148, verses 1 to 5. All these are living and they have a body. According to 1 Corinthians,
1
Corinthians 15,
verse 38
unto 45. We saw many things concerning the stars, but they are bigger than planet Earth. Praise Jesus. They have bodies of stones which are precious. They are called the armies of God. According to what we saw in Joshua chapter 10, verse 11
and 12.
We saw how Joshua spoke with the sun and the moon to stand still until they have overcome. We saw the weapons God stored in his stars on the day he's going to come back, which we saw in Job 38. Praise Jesus. We saw many things within the stars,
and
we saw their height and their big beyond even the planet Earth we are, beyond even the other planets. It's a very big kingdom. Praise Jesus. We got out of there and we went to see where hell is found. It is known as the bottomless pit. It is known as the prison of God. All this we discovered in them through the journey of heaven, which moves through the Bible. We are seeing as we check through the Bible to tell us the truth of the word of God, that we may not follow deception, even stories, words which are invented by human beings, but to get the truth of the word of God. Praise Jesus. We searched out hell and we saw it's the prison of God. And the Master Jesus spent there 3 days as was preaching the gospel there.
yajjayo basobola okukkiriza
olwaliro
bwogwayotukyasobola mukomyawo ku
musaalaba okusinza
ku bibulani yasulayo
tetukyasobola
mukomyawo ku
musaalabatetukyasobola
muzza
magombetumulindirira
ku bire mu
bbanokunona abatukuvuyesu yebazibu
okusinzira ku pita
ekisooka
esuula eyokusatu
paka
21 twalaba ennaku ssatu ze yamala mu kkomera lya
katonda
weyasibira ab'omulembe gwa nuwa
olubereberye
esuula
ey'omukaaga
yesu
yeebazibwa
era ebyo byonna twayongera
okubyekkenna nga
tulaba amagombe
gasiŋŋaanibwawo
bino mbiyita mu buyisi twabimala
tuddirayo
ku katono osobole
okuyesuugambye
twavaayo mu bwakaakwe
mu
ne tugenda okulaba amagombe gye
gasiŋŋaanibwayesuyebazibwaamubakalowooza
okuba
mutanaye
okusinzira ku byabaawo
mu
luka 2 musatu mukama waffe bwe yawaayo omwoyo ekizikiza ne kikwata mu
bwengwe
yesu
yebazibwaomwezi
nebirekeralwaki byalekeraokubanga amagombe gye yali
agendaekomera
lya katondaobutakaesiŋŋaniwa mu bwakabaka
bweokusinzira
ku bitwala
mukubikulesuoyo
abunya obutaka mebukkulwawo
enjuba
erekerawo
n'omwezi kulekerakubanga
bali mu matwale
geegamu
era nga kiragibwa
okudda
kwa mukama waffe
yesu
enjuba ejja kulekerawo
eran'omwezi
kubanga
ki
ddala amagombe gali bagabikubeera
mukiseera kii
buli liiso lisobole
okumulaba
okusinda kubiri mu
kubikulirwayagamba
buli liiso
lirimulabanaabamufumita bennyini
abamukomeerabataasobola
kulokokaajja
kubebala
beyesuekisingamu
byonna kugenda
nayeokugjako
bokka
abamukkirinoja
bikeberako mumata
y2:29-31
olunaku lwagenda
okudda
abafu bagenda zuukira
bonnaabo
abali emagombe
bajja
kudda
wano
naye nga bajjidde omusango
gwejjajayomuliyesu
yebazibwa era bingi bitwalaba ku
lunakukwatagana
bagombe wa gye
gasinayesu
twazuula malayika akolayo
era
nga ono amanyiddwa nga
abadon
ku bikulubya situla ey'omwenda
ey'ekumi
n'olumu
sitaani
si yakulira
kubanga
singa yali agakulira
yandisibiddeyo
bamalayika
abaaliyesu
yebaza Jude 1:6 yatulaga
ine
bamalayika abataakuma
bitiibwabyabakuumira
yabasibira mu njegere
ez'ekizikiza
wansiokubakuumira olunaku
lw'omusangokati
sitaani tayinza kwefulira ate
bamalayikaate
ye n'abasiba
Praise Jesus. Second Peter, chapter 2, verse 4. These angels are shown still that they are imprisoned right there. I saw them in the prison of God, in the bottomless pit. Even all the rebellious spirits, all of them are within that prison. Praise Jesus.
And
the angels who are leading to work there. According to what we saw in Revelations, Revelations chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. The angel of death and hell is angel Abaddon. The angel of death and hell, the angel of death,
he
walks on a yellow horse. There is even angel Abaddon. The way he appears is like that. The horse he rides on, it has the head of a lion. There are many things we've been seeing. They have not been here. We've seen the way they fashion their own weapons to be able to punish every person who is a sinner. And that angel Abaddon is the one who led into capturing the devil to imprison him. Authority the devil handed to Jezebel. We shall see principalities. Jezebel now is leading in deceiving the entire world. Praise Jesus. And she was the first fallen angel to join on the devil. We are to see all that. But we are still speaking of hell. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, we saw much concerning hell. The punishment right there. And who gives them out. That it shouldn't confuse you that the devil is the one who is leading in hell. We saw you cannot escape from hell. The other is a prison.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yeah,
they brought a message and a seed. They saw demons coming right from hell. Hell is a prison. And when you look at Luke 16:19-25, if hell was just a hole right there, the rich man would have run from there to come to warn his brothers. In the days of brothers, the rich men would fall there. But he said, I am in this place in torment. I pray you send Lazarus to go tell my brothers. If it wasn't a prison, that spirit would have run from there and come to human heads. And we discovered who? Who are the ones who deceive that your dead grandfather came back? The fallen angels. We are going to be seeing them in the
field
and receive principalities. Praise Jesus. We're in
1
Samuel 28, from verses 6 unto 15. The way the other evil spirit manifested to be like Samuel, and it came on the head of a wizard to begin to speak with Saul. Praise Jesus. Now you cannot run from hell. They shouldn't lie to you. Born again when we preach the gospel, and we say spirits run from hell, they weaken God to make a prison which is weak like that, that where even demons can run from. Now the one who is preaching hell to, when you tell them the devil leads hell, they say, let me work with the devil so much. When I reach there, I will be his colleague right there. You see how the devil fronts this thing in the people? That is the one who is leading in hell. Now people begin to see more and they will become colleagues to the devil. When they reach there, he will not punish them. You thought when you preach such a gospel, we are going to come. Ever since the gospel came like that, church rather got it more in sin. That's when B-boy entered the church. I hear girl power. The men began to plait their hair and make the trousers began to fall down on the men. That is where this, for people were told that the devil lives in hell. Yet it was deception. He's not the one leading there. We've studied Angel Abaddon and 200 billion angels in Revelations 9, verse 16. Unto 17. 200 billion of them working in hell and death. Praise Jesus. Now the devil wanted to receive, he lives in hell, that you become his colleague. Perhaps he will give you a job right there. And others say the demons of the devil, they are the ones beating people in hell. Now demons are rebellious. They are rather beat the ones who have fallen there. When we check Jude 1:6, it is shown that even angels are kept there, they are imprisoned, they are being beaten. Now what demons of the devil are they beating, the ones falling there? Yet when they too are being beaten down there, it means what we pray, that Lord, we bind the evil spirits, we rather hand them over to the devil. What are we on born again? Is the situation not right? Every time we bind demons, we bind you, we bind in hell. And we hand them over to the devil who sent them and imprison them. Let's get back to Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus. Mark 12. Our master says, praise Jesus. Not knowing scriptures, we get totally perverted. When you begin from 25 unto 30, you are the one who binds and you give the devil now, who is the one who you have said he lives there. Anytime you bind, I bind it in the bottom of the hell, and you're giving it to the devil.
That situation, you're not going to accept the presence. You want the truth of the word of God. The Lord moved me the John of the Bible. He has seen much deception, which had come to the church and have accepted it. For it knows nothing. So we have made followers, not disciples. You follow for 30 solid years when you're just following and you know nothing. Every deception they bring, you'll accept it. Our master never sent us for followers. He sent us for disciples, people who know they are God. According to Matthew 28:18-19, I've been given authority in heaven and earth. Go make me all nations disciples. And he said, want to say that Jesus has many followers on this world, it is a very blasphemous word. He has no followers. He wants disciples. Do you know the situation of a follower? A follower followed him in John 6, 25. They wanted only miracles. When he reached them to tell them to eat the food of life, all the followers ran from him and only disciples remained. And they asked him, our master, what do you mean? On eating your body and drinking your blood. He told them, the words I tell you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, we've been seeing much on hell. I cannot repeat them all. But this day, we are going to handle on three things concerning the angel of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to see their type of movements. We began with them last time.
But we are going to
see the speed at which they execute their work. Praise Jesus. We saw that they can go in a place where people have been bombed and they get their spirits within the fires of the bombs. Whether you are in which place they come for you,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
we're going to be explained.
Speed.
What speed do they use? The quickness to be able to pick any spirit wherever it is, to take it in hell if it's an evil spirit.
We saw
that the spirit, a person who is right here, they are given to angel Michael and Gabriel to take them to the Jerusalem city of heaven. The more we shall see you as the city of heaven, what is on the door of heaven and who are the ones who make it through that door, we shall reach there. Right now we are seeing hell, and we are seeing the angel of death and hell, and even the speed at which they move as they do their work. When we finish that, we are going to separate the death the devil brought and the death the angel of death works on. For all those, the people never separated them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After finishing that, we shall be able to see principalities. All those, I want to see them in
devils.
We are going to see the spirit of the angel of death and hell.
Then it will
and we separate. The angel of death works on what kind of death? And the death the devil brought, what kind of death is that? For many people never separated that. They know the devil is the one who kills whatever is called death. I want to tell you, we the writers, if the devil was concerned with the physical death, they would have come for us already here. But you're going to see who is responsible of the death of getting out of the body. And there is the death we died through Adam. And people seem to be living by their death. That death the devil brought us. And he brings the earth out of the lake of fire. The second death. We are to get explained of them. And you understand them properly. They shouldn't be confused. That the devil shouldn't threaten you. And he says, I'm going to take you to hell. I'm going to kill you. He has not even any rights. He wanted the copy of Job. He wanted his spirit. The Lord told him, you can touch the body. But concerning his spirit, leave it alone. The devil can bring sickness. He can bring an accident. But he cannot take your spirit from the body. That's why we have given authority to chest those demons and heal this sickness. A sickness of the angel of death, you cannot pray for it. When the age of death zone was
hitting,
no matter how you pray, that person has to be taken. That's why he told Lazarus, he told the brethren of Lazarus, that
death,
the sickness he's gotten sick of is not of death. There is the sickness of the age of death. There is the sickness of the devil. Praise Jesus. And they gave us all the rights. That's why I would have said that why shouldn't they say it die? Why should they get out of the body? Praise Jesus. We want to look at all that. That shouldn't be confused of such issues. For you see, you too, you are getting out of the body. The age of death when it gets to your body. When you're not righteous,
he
hands you to the angel of hell. If you are righteous, he hands you to the angel Michael. Gabriel,
will
take you to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's what you're going to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's begin with Revelation 6, from verse 7 and 8.
Kulesule yomukaga, ulinyi oromu sambu. Bayabembula akabonero akokuna, nempulie dobozi lechidamu echokuna ngacho giranti jangu. Nendaba, ilalaba, embalas eachienfu. Neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
Those are the ones responsible for this age of death. If he is to take someone from the body, it involves the sword, it involves sickness, it involves the beast of the field and famine. This happened on all people who never believed God. Praise Jesus. The way it takes them out, it takes them through sickness, sword, even things like that. Except even them who have to be saved through those sicknesses. They too get sick. And the age of death is one doing it. And he first makes you sick for an entire month. And if indeed they give you any medicine, it never works until you have repented.
You know,
one man was put on the cross, and that's the only spot he was to be saved from. He presses you to go home. He can squeeze you until you get saved. But if you had gotten saved, you have aligned your works proper, you are taken like Stephen.
Act 7.
The pain you no more feel, you just even send farewell to the people. I'm going home. The angel of death never inflicts pain upon you. It takes you when you feel joy. I see Jesus forget
you.
And they are stoning you, cannot feel the pain. That is
Stephen.
Act 7. We are going to look onto all these brethren. I saw the angel of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to look at them. The angel of death. The Lord has ever sent him to Egypt. When you look at Genesis. When you look at Exodus 11 and 12, those two, you will check them out. He sends them to Egypt to pick all the firstborns. But the name, they use the name destroyer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we saw it even in Isaiah 54, verse 16, verse 17. He was sent to Egypt
to
take all the firstborns. And if you want to be explained, and he was an angel, you read Psalms, Psalms 78, verse 49. The angel of death, who was sent to Egypt, we shall be separating him from the death brought by the devil. The devil is one killing everything here.
We
read a scripture saying,
he
came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Now
we don't explain what kind of death, but we just get it like that. Praise Jesus. Now let's first see the speed at which they move. Let's see Nahum chapter 2.
Nakomo, isuye yoko vili.
Tani kwenye ulisoka. bino byogenda okulaba ebiri mu kubikulirwa essula ey'omwenda bwe baboogera ku bamalayika bano abakola
emagombebaleeta
ekyama nga bayita
oba
enzige
eziva
mu bunya
obutanaye
nga mu kutulaga batulaga balina enviiri
balina
feesi
ng'ey'omuntu
era nga balina amaaso
and they have eyes
wabula ebisigalidde byonna by'omulaba ku
malayika w'emagombe the rest you see on them this angel of hell
byonna twabisoma
we studied them we cannot repeat them all
kati mu kaseera kwetuliko
now in the moment we are on
tulaba engeri gye batambulamu
we see the way they move
katusomeyo munaku
let us read there in Nahum
tuli munaku mu essula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka
Nahum chapter 2 verse 1
oyo atandagira ayambuse mu maaso go kuma ekigo tunuulira ekkubo nywesa ekiwoto kyo beera n'amaanyi agatasingika tuli munaku mu essula yakubiri olunyi lwakubiri kubanga mukama yazzaawo ekitiibwa kingi ekya yakobo ng'ekitiibwa ekingi ekya isirayiri kubanga abattuluzi babatuludde ne baaya amatabi g'emizabbibu gyabwe
waliyo abakola ku kutulula
kugambe
oba okujja omwoyo
mubiri era
baga nti oli
bamutulukwegamba
bakusokola mu
mubiri
era bamalayika b'okufaana amagombe
abeera
n'enjegere
They have chains.
Olunya olusooka
verse 1 and 5. If you insist in the body, they throw a chain and they tie only your spirit and they drag it out. That is why you see many times when people are dying, they die when they have been resisting all this side and they have thrown their legs. If you see them, this angel of death, and you look behind and this angel of hell, you begin to see a fear and an awe. And many say, I seek this man here. You men leave me alone. And they fight when they're being grabbed out with the chain. Praise Jesus. I told you last time
that
these men, when they're working, in the night they work at a very high speed. That is why in the night there is a lot of pain. Whoever has a sick person in the night, the armies from hell have increased here, and the ones of death. Praise Jesus. Because in the night people sin more. That's why if there is a sick person, they have to cry. In the night pain is more.
That
until they say that it has dawned. The darkness is passing. It's coming
today.
They are getting out with the Spirit taking them. In the morning, most people are crying. But in the night, they gather many human spirits. They take a few in the night. All this is under the sun. Ecclesiastes speaks of
that.
So many things God does under the sun. People never know them. Let's move on here.
Tuli munaku mu essuula ey'okubiri olunyiri lwa kusatu.
Nahum 2 verse 3.
Engaso z'abazira bezisiigibwako gerenge. Abantu ab'amaanyi bambadde engoye entwakaavu.
Wuliriza bulungi nnyo.
Listen very properly. Bwe
twatulaba Isaiah 13.
When we saw Isaiah 13.
Yabayita abasajja b'ab'amaanyi.
All them is great men.
Abava mu nsi ey'ewala.
They will come from a far country.
Obutakoma.
In the bottomless pit.
Abamalala abenyumiriza.
They will triumph in pride.
Bambala engoye nga zitwakadde.
They clothe blessed breasts.
Wano mu kifuba.
Here in the chest.
Nga zaaka yakanuumuliro.
And they are shining of fire. And when you see of him, some of them check out of the body when they have even made purple.
It's
a very threatening experience. You fear him and even make purple by just seeing him.
As
that sweat instant, you see that they are dying, but they are sweating because of the awe which comes from these angels. If you see that, you know what where your person is going. If
you
see that, for those that time when people are not seeing.
Tuli munaku mu essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu. Abantu ab'amaanyi abambadde engoye entwakaavu, ebyuma eby'amagaali bimasaamasa ku lunaku lwateekateeka, era amafumu gagalulwa n'entiisa.
Kwegamba ebigundi byabwe bimasaamasa ebigaali byabwe.
Their wheels are flashing.
Bagamba framing torches badukanga bora ki framing kibuno omwe.
You know that a shooting star.
Mwe mbarabe yomwe ngulamba
ita kibuno. You see them in the space, you call them a shooting star. Abwe mwe ita kibuno omwe. The ones you call a shooting star. Baba sabja batambra bwe. Those are the angels moving like that. Gumusui, you see them once at their cross.
Jukira afuma munse.
Remember they get out from this planet and they are going to cross to the south in hell. They run like a shoot star out. And you see him once. And you see shoot star, when you come back, I would have grown breasts. The man says, when you come back, I would have grown beards. They walk at a very high speed. They are the ones you call the shooting stars. Have you ever seen how it runs? It crosses once. Why it's called a shooting star? That
he
sees one eye. He's seen by one person. They can even see
him.
But by the time you tell your colleagues, see, when they have disappeared. When you die, you are like in a dream. By the time you find yourself in hell, in the wrong place, they beat you and you awake. Get out of the dream when you are awake. For if they have not given you time, many times if you have been born again and you
fail,
they give you 24 hours on this world to look at what you've been doing. But they were sure that sinners, they are like dreamers. By the time they grab them from the body, immediately they cross. By the time you awake like this, as if you are dreaming, what is happening with you? Who are these ones I'm seeing? He beats you and you awake from the sleep. And you know you are in another place. You cannot believe the way they move. Where am I? In a twinkle of an eye, you are in hell. You wonder how you've reached there. What am I seeing right now?
And he gets a hammer
and he crushes you and you awake to know that you are in a real place. All these ones we saw, the way they fashion their own weapons
to torment
every spirit despised God on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the way we move, that's what they call the shoot star. As you have seen a rocket passing, but the one we see crossing like a shooting star. And when you see it, don't claim that when you come back I will have grown breasts or have grown beards. You don't understand what you're speaking about. Let's move on here.
Tuli munako mu esula eyo ku binolunyiriri.
Nahum 2 verse 4.
Amagari gatayira mu nguudo mbiro.
Baduka speed.
They run quick.
Ata kuna kuliba genda kujokora
no. And that's they're going to work on earth here.
Ngaba bakusinga ni watu wagenzi.
And they are born here. Never went to heaven with Christ.
On
the rapture, which will happen to take the saints. The angels will take the saints from here. And we are sent in heaven. These angels are going to come to work on earth officially.
Now,
those wagons will be on this world. It
come
from there. It knocks you and you fall off. You never die.
Baduka speed.
They run at very high speed. Even though they have wheels, they have wings. Just as you see them here. But the speed at which they move with.
Nahum
2 verse 4.
Ganyigana mu nguudo engazi. Gafanana ng'emimuli. Gabuka buka. Gemyansa.
Flash like lightning as they're passing. As the mountains.
And
they move with the wheel and with it. And it comes like a flash touchdown.
as if he's taking you to the door of heaven. As if he's moving up on the door. And he goes down immediately. And you see where they're taking his door of heaven. You can fear.
Others
are waiting in the spirit and see where they're going. It's not heaven. And what they have expected is not that. For he first stretches like a torch up.
And he goes up like heaven.
And he crosses
immediately.
And hell opens once. And he swallows you. And
he
pull you in hell. He comes back for more. They work on here, they work on here, they in hell, they work in hell. But you can see that they're taking in heaven up, and he said, I think I've set up
except.
Maybe God has told him, leave me. You see, gets immediate down. And he leaves you worse. As if you are dreaming in the experience. That's how they run on their wheels and they flash like torch.
Nakumu esuleyo kubinolo nyiru wakuna. Amagari gata ira mungudo mbiro. Ganyi gana mungudo engazi. Gafana nange mimori. Gabu kabuka gemi ansa.
Babu kabuka tarak.
These lights like lights. As if he's stretching to the door of heaven. Did you always see? Don't you see as if he's going like this and
it
rather changes?
That's
a shooting star. As if he's going to
heaven
and he stretches down. And he makes you reach the door. Also, when you were born again and you abandoned salvation, he first takes you to see the door of heaven and he crosses. And you have not fainted. Like this ones have just fallen on war sinners. You
didn't
first make you go test and see the door. And you get
it.
You can call Jesus.
Jesus.
And the hell has already swallowed. You finish it when you are in hell. And an echo
begins.
Where he has fallen, he's not here. As you've just fallen there, as if you fell there a long time. The beatings pain you as if like, the ones who have been there many years. And the serpents who strike you there. They are all the same experience.
Tuli munaku mu essuula eyokubiri n'olunyiri lwa kutaano.
Mahum 2 verse 5.
Ajjukira ab'ekitiibwa ababe. Beesitala nga bagenda.
Weesitala omu kkubo.
You stumble the way.
Wali buwenga oli wakitiibwa n'omunyooma.
You were honorable and you despised God.
Mu kkubo ako kankubulira oyinza
on the way.
Kikukwako ng'omusajja abadde ku mulyango n'ajja
and the man has been headed to the door of heaven and rather turned to hell.
Naye bw'agenda ovaano n'ogeza
ogwayo. You will be scared to live there if you dare fall
there. Atumanya nti abadoniya kutumanya tokyagenze.
You will kill you when you know you know more. You just surrender. If he don't see
Michael,
or angel Gabriel, or the angel of fire, the ones
who are
going to see the door of heaven, they are the ones who take you to heaven. If you fall in the hands of Abaddon, you see, if he picks you up, you know he's just playing on you. He
crosses
immediately and you stumble yourself and you say, what is happening?
Who was born
again? What is happening now?
You got
born again and you God.
You
were in fellowship shouting. You are the one who say, Pastor, preach it. Tell it to them. You forward it to others, not yourself.
Nahums
2 verse
5. Owechigo.
These ones, there's
no place they can't reach. Even though you build a storied building up there, no matter what you build,
the speed
they move on to reach the storied up.
kasita omwoyo malaika wokufa amugamba
malaika
abadoni jangu ono
wuwo angel abadoni come this one is yours
kuba message ebeera bwe
for the message is like this
kuba agenda mugendo wamukuru
if you are to go in heaven or hell
the gabriel ibaleta information
the gabriel bring the information
ngabwe kiri mu betubaraba abaleta obaka mu kundi mu daniel
as we see them in daniel
esule ye 10
daniel 10
obaka yabuleta nti sawa zo ziwedde ko kunzi
that the hour of that person is finishing
up nabukwasa malaika wokufa
and they give it the angel of death
ali malaika wokufa ya manya
the angel of death don't know
omuntu oyo kusya kubaka bamba
nti this person according to the message of
god agenda muguru
they are going in heaven
naita gabudieri
and he calls gabriel and he calls by
malaika womo
the angel of fire
bwa kujambiri bakwasa
when they get from the body hand
bwa chimanya mubalu eri mubaka bamuwadde
if he knows the message he
has received
and this one goes to hell
abadoni amuita ona amuva
they call Abaddon to follow them behind. Let's go, for the one I'm going to pick is yours.
What are your information? This
is an information when it comes in a moment. And it is an instant information. That you claim you never got sick, nothing. And it's an instant message. The Lord has been angered and he says this one has been for 60 years let him end at 30 immediate instant. They can run speed at an instant. Twinkle of an eye, they are breached. And they pick the spirit. And you see, he has been there standing. And they have taken him already. That's why he says again, many works God does under the
spirit.
And people never get
to them.
They move and they are being taken right now. But no one sees them with their eyes. If we are seeing them, people would have gotten saved. Because of seeing. But he continues saying, blessed are they who believe without seeing. If we start them here, it helps us to understand them. You cannot see them. Don't wait to see these men are not easy. When you see hell starting there, you know things failed. The world has failed. The heaven has failed. Heaven in the gathering you're going, you don't understand there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atuli munakomo esula yakubiri tuli kulunyiriri lwakutano.
Nahum 2 verse 5.
Besitala nga bagenda banguwa okutuuka ku bugwe owekigo ogugabo ne gutekebwa tekebwa.
Okuwamba.
To capture you.
By
the time you look at the man, these men, they don't tie you on their horse. He ties you on the serpents and he drags you within a space, or he ties you on this tail of a scorpion and he begins to throw you within the space. You may look and it's a serpent which has looked within you and it drags you from the body like this. You shout even you die when the mouth has stretched open wide like that. Remember, if they don't make you pass the top of your head, on the top of your head, they make you pass through your mouth and you remain open like that. And it's the least hope to help them close them before they dry. Or before they get cold. And we restore them slowly. These things are happening in this world. And they are happening.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nahum 2 verse
6.
Enzigi z'oku migga ziguddwawo. Ennyumba ya Kabaka ne bagisaanyaawo.
Bano banona Kabaka, banona
n'omwana wa agenda kutuula ku ntebe. And they come for the child who's going to come to the throne. They were in Egypt.
Ne banona Kabaka n'omwana.
And they came for the firstborn of the king. And they destroyed the house.
Gaddafi
and his children, they come for them.
The king
and the children, they destroy the entire house. They can say that lineage shouldn't come back in the kingship. And they come for the father, the child, and the grandchildren. And you just buried this one and the other. You just finished if this or the other also. And they destroy the entire house. They can wait in the entire accident all the family.
But
here you have gone to dig the graveyards.
And he said,
if we leave this nation, this world,
and
they destroy the entire house.
Nahum 2, verse 7. Kuzabu, naavumbuka, naatwalibwa, abazana be ne bakaba, ngane dobozi, ryamayiba, ngabakuba mu bifuba byabwe.
And they begin to lament and cry, they have gone. And they say, okay, you cry. And cry for yourselves and your children. Jesus was going to heaven one day. And he told Mary and John, cry for yourselves and your children, but me have overcome. You remain here and you have not gone to heaven. Or you have not gone to hell. You have to cry for yourself to see how you will be saved. The one in hell never wastes time to cry. Even the ones in heaven, let them rejoice. Begin to seek how are you going to reach there yourself. All the rest we need it. We need cars, we need houses. But he said all those are additions. He's ready to give them to us. But what is most important, we seek the kingdom and righteousness.
Atuye munako mu esula yakubi n'olunyiriri lwa munana.
Nahum 2 verse 8.
Naye Nineve kibaddewo okuva ku nnaku ezedda ng'ekidiba ky'amazzi. Naye badduka, muyimirire, muyimirire, bwe bakoowoola. Naye tewali atunuulira ennyuma. Munyage effeeza, munyage ezaabu, ebiterekebwa tebiriiko webikoma. Omuwendo ogw'ebintu byonna ebyegombebwa. Kiriba busa, kiri bwereere, kizise. Tewali aguma omwoyo. Amaviivi gakubagana. Okulumizibwa kuli mu biwato byonna.
That's why God, after
you
have been born on earth, you begin from the ground. You cannot stand, you cannot crawl.
And
God strengthen your bones, strengthen the weak hands, and
he
gives you the brains to mature, and you begin to grow. He teaches you how to speak. As parents add on,
yes,
but it's the one who teaches our tongues to speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After we mature,
and
we use the wisdom we matured, and we tell him, God, you are not there. That we have searched out so much. By the time we've discovered in this wisdom, you're not there, God. Yet it's the one who matured it. You used to do poo-poo down there. If you are lying down, you cannot crawl. You do susu right there.
And
you mature the brains to go to the toilet. After you contain an
urge,
you stand on the feet strengthened. Lord, you are not there. It just you are stretching. But when it comes for you, it first takes you back where you came from. You will not die when you're standing. Even if you've struggled yourself, they cut the rope and you fall down still. And they stretch you as you were a young child. No one dies where they have stood before the Lord. You stand on who? Are you the one who made the legs?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I know Kuzanga, what
you take you back as you
know what the man
to prove you have no
man.
It has not been by your mind or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You have to get back down.
And at that moment,
we begin to carry like the carry child. And we take that body to put in the grave. Yes.
You
carry like a baby. They happen in this world. And they are under the sun. People never check them.
You get back.
And the body which has been making you feel good,
dynamic,
it gets back as it was before in the beginning. And they just carry you like a child. This time they carry you and they are casting you in the grave.
The other time they carried him. Go to pray your wisdom that you understand him.
Sometimes
when you mature and
you start with your mind,
you start talking, God is not there. Salvation, what is that? Those religions.
Have
you never understood at all? The brains got matured.
And
you use it to familiarize him. You pay the reward for that. Let's go to Habakkuk.
Habakkuk
1, verse 5.
Habakkuk esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano. Mulabe mu mawanga, museyo omwoyo, mwewunye nnyo nnyini, kubanga nkolera omulimu mu nnaku zammwe. Gwe mutalikkiriza newankubadde nga mugubuuliddwa.
Newankubadde nga bakubuulira.
Even though they tell you.
Mulimu ebintu Katonda byayogerako nga byoyinza n'okugaana.
You may refuse to believe them.
N'ogamba ddala Katonda ebyo byabikola.
Does God do that?
Anone emyoyo bwali.
He casts for spirits like that.
Era gitwalibwa mangu ago ne kisibira mu
kyeyo. And they are taken immediately and imprisoned in hell.
Abantu tugamba nedda.
And others say no.
Mukama alina okwagala kuwe.
God has much love.
Ayinza kuzikiriza abantu.
He cannot destroy his people.
Owange.
Friend.
Abamatabaga Noah bwe
yatabaga. The ones of the floods of Noah. Who destroyed them?
Yes, ku generation yenna.
On the entire generation.
Bible yagamulubirebire suli yokka.
Genesis 6.
Bwe mulembo gwaso okujjula ensi nejjula abantu.
The first time people filled the earth.
Fete tunaba kujjula.
We've not gotten filled the earth.
Kuba waliyo n'amalungu agatali mu
bantu. So there are even deserts where people are not there.
Wali Yesu ziteziri kwa
bantu. The mountains where people are not there.
Na ye bano bali bajjude.
But these ones that filled the earth.
Nane kunyanja batandiso zima
ko. They have begun to build on the waters the seas.
Bali bakule ibanja ku bannabwe wakuru.
They were building land plots on others on top. And they build on the top of each other.
Ngabwo kula.
And when you buy, you don't buy the space, you're
bought.
The landlord will buy his top. You buy some and they measure foods for you. And you eat there. And you build that light. And another buys the top. They were filled. And there's nowhere portion you could reside by
them.
All those people had filled the earth. Only 8 of them were saved. And the rest of the Bible speaks of them.
1 Peter 3:17-21.
All those spirits who have put their spirits in hell, in their bottomless pits.
You'll
be feared that God, his love,
he cannot destroy
us. You know we are in his image. Were you the first to be in it? The ones who they still know were also in his image.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
They were in
the image of God. They're not the first to be in it.
You'll
be there. The devil, when he was made a
cherubim,
and he saw his beauty and he began to joke with it. He wanted to rather be God. What problems came
from
him? You to be the image of God. It shouldn't make you to sin. What you do
does
it portray the image of God. God is holy. But you in his image, what are you doing?
And
do you do things of righteousness?
Now
we not fulfill this image many times. For if you are in his image, it was required of us to be holy. And he tells us, 1 Peter 17-18, be holy just as I'm holy. They who claim to be in his image is holy. Let's be holy.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Habakkuk 1:6. Kubanga laba, ngolokosa abakaludaya.
There are numerous names in these
ages.
Now he has called them Babylonians.
Habakkuk 1:6.
Kubanga
laba, ngolokosa abakaludaya. Egwange eryo ekakali.
Bakakali.
They are ravenous.
Nabawuliddemu ku mugole misaa
13.
Bamalala benyumiriza te ba busungu.
Men of the wrath of God.
Tonyumya nabo.
You don't speak with them. What they speak, you don't understand it.
Wenzo kogera no roza agenda
so kubana kuba. You may speak and think he's going to get happy and he rather beats you for that.
Te wali kuteza tuteza nabo.
Nothing like reasoning with them.
Baba gambye kuno
nakubonereza. They told them to pick you to torment and punish you. That is their command.
Habakuku esula esoka olunyiriri lwa mukaga.
Habakuku 1 verse 6.
Egwanga elyo ekakali eryanguyiriza. Abasimba enyiriri okutambula okubunya ensi bwe yenkana obugazi.
Bo basobola okutambula ensi yonna
banoonya. Which are they not going to heaven? In the entire world they move it.
Even now they are moving.
For when they tell them who is going to hell, we come with them. They are moving the entire world. Even though it is a very big world. They are moving. The time your time is up. They are in the space waiting. Whose time is up that we cast them in hell? Whose time is up that is taken in heaven?
They are
even now moving.
Bible
speaks of them.
Hebrews
chapter
1,
verse
13.
Hebrews
1.
He makes them pillars of fire. The angels. And there you don't see them. And it makes them winds. Even now, moving. Times they make a wind, a whirlwind. And you say a whirlwind is here. Yet he is passing, heading somewhere. Sometimes we even see a storm, a wind enter where you are. And they get out and they begin to cry. Yet it's a wind which has entered someone's house. They have all the ways. They are the ones who fashion their own weapons. And you say a wind entered here.
Others
say the demons of their ancestors have taken them. What we speak is not in understanding. A wind just enters there and you cry after. There has been a sick person, whether or not sick is fallen down. His head hit his head on the, in the bathroom. They can come for you everywhere. They move the entire world in any time. They are
full time.
Don't you claim of being full time ministers?
These
ones are chief full time ministers. They never stare.
Tuli mu Kabakuku esula esoka n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa musanvu.
Habakuku chapter 1 verse 7.
Bantiisa bakitiibwa. Omusango gwabwe n'obukulu bwabwe biva eri bo bennyini.
Bo bennyini basalawo ebyokukola.
The one who decided to go to do this.
Era mwennyini yabeera mu kooti
yekka. The one who is in the court himself. When you reach there,
he is the one who decides
what you'll be doing. You bring the hands about to crush them. He's the one in the court alone. He doesn't call any witnesses. As long as you fall in hell, you know you fall in a problem. They are the ones who decide their own.
And you don't
ask him, how has it been sentenced that you do me this?
He's
the one who puts you in the cases he decides what to do to you himself. He can make you sit there. And you don't see him speak, but he's asking you as you answer. And he decides you had what? When there's no court, he makes him sit.
This was the experience
you're going to ask God.
Like
who made alcohol?
As long as you
fall in the hands of the angel of hell, angel Abaddon whom we lead, they are the ones who decide. He doesn't call his colleagues. You come and we sentence him.
He himself
pushes the court and he decides what to do to you. Even the punishment decides them himself.
Atuli mu Kabakuku esula esoka n'olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Kabakuku 1:8.
Embalasi zaabwe zikira engo embiro.
Ziduka balina embalaze.
They have horses.
Naye nga yafubutuse wano
tebagambika nonono omwoyo. And you say go speak a spirit.
Ayinza osalawo obutabuuka.
He can decide not to fly.
Newankubadde alinibwa
wali. Even though he has wings.
N'agamba kati ndoko
yiwansi. And he sits now the horse down. And it runs.
And the
crosses and
to
say whirlwind,
a
horse is running and dust is dust.
Look at my fumu and
the dust here. Let us get away, the dust is there. Demons of your ancestors.
Things
were done under the
sun.
Those people, even now they are moving, working. I saw them, I still see them, they are working up to now.
Those
runs and you see dust.
And
who is blowing dust here? Where does the dust come from?
It tears
up immediately and he runs and he lifts himself. And
it
just as if he stretches up with him. And you see now it is
falling.
Dust is going where? The way of the angel of death they are not easy at all. But God hid them before our eyes. If we had seen them, each one would have repented immediately. But never forget. God loves them
all.
And they will
be just
to see who of them loves
him.
You accept by hearing the word of God before you see and test of them.
And
they want to see, you will see them. But do not be saved.
Habakkuk 1:8. Era nkambwe okusiga emisege egy'ekiro.
Omanyi bwenagamba bwe twali tusoma mu kubikulirwa.
When we read Revelations.
Esura ey'omwenda.
Revelations 9.
Balina embarazi.
The horse.
Zibera te n'omutwe
nga. They have a horse of a the head of a lion.
Bakambwe nnyo.
They are very fierce.
Okusiga emisege egy'ekiro.
More than even the wolves.
Adukana kutuka konga
yana mukambwe nnyo. And they reach you where they are very fierce.
So they stand again.
You don't reason with him.
Tuli mukabakuku esula esokolu nyirwa mona
Habakkuk 1:8
nabasajja babwe abebagala embalasi bagoma
bavuzi abalunji mukuvuka
embalasi
bano baba doni abatudde
ko abalunji on them
bavuzi bagumu
they are good horse riders. They don't knock a hole
ajivuka najisa mukisenge
ride it past your wall
nemfubutuka mu nyumba yo gatola bina situli
wewe out of your house and don't see a hole where it has passed. They are good at driving them, flying in space, moving like a flash torch. They who are riding are very good. They were
made
and they are perfect in this work. And that's why the Lord trusts them.
In Isaiah 14,
the mighty men, my holy ones, they who triumph. He trusts them.
When
he explains the way they work, they want. Sometimes I wanted to be on their group. The way they work,
I
copied boldness in speaking the word for them. Me too, I
quick.
And the boldness I saw in them, me too in my gift, I copied that.
Tulimu Habakkuku esula esokolu nyirwa munana.
Habakkuku 1:8.
Wewaawo abasajja baabwe abeebagala embalaasi bava wala. Babuuka ng'empungu eyanguwa okulya.
Waliwo gwe lwasooka n'abuuka mbangu.
Their tails stretches up flying.
Nakati.
And it comes like a vulture.
It comes like a vulture.
I've seen a vulture grabbing a fish from the waters.
Asobola okukwa omwoyo
n'akufa. By the time you see someone is getting down, are they fainting or what? They are taking them. They have
wings,
very hard ones. They have a speed, they work their works.
So
they can throw like a vulture up and they come back in
the
thousand. Which spirit is he coming for? And he calculates it perfectly. He gets it. They have a speed.
I fear
the other things. I told God, what is this? People to see how you do it. And he said, I love them, love me. And they will seek me, will see me. If they will search me out.
All this is in
Proverbs 8:17.
And
we study Jeremiah 29:19.
11 to 12.
Praise Jesus.
Ask
them who love him, and they will see him. They are the ones who see him.
If you must search
for it, you will remind of it. He remains working. And they are under the sun, but people never see them. As long as they calculate the spirit, perhaps you are in the field, you see the thousands. He first goes up to see clear and gets the wings out and he calculates the target and he comes for that person once and he grabs that person alone. And that's why you can ask yourself, in the wars, as the bullets are being shot, how they take the one they kill is the one they take. And after they see a war has happened, they encamp in the space where the war is. When the bullet hits, they come, take. Even if the bombs are hit randomly, each one is up there waiting for
us. They are
in the space where the war is. What surprises in these wars in the world? Satan prophesies in one thing. Spirits don't get time to repent. He profits blood from them.
A
life from blood. They help them to manifest as demons, like human beings on the world.
You
have to study them in prison. But they happen under the sun. People don't lay their hearts on them. People think of eating and drinking. It's under the sun. Except eating and drinking. That's what people are working for. And they are searching for that. Beyond what their eyes see, they never search them.
Neither
they see, and they don't totally search them out. That's why I told them in Isaiah 6, that they see, but they don't reach it understanding. Here they hear, but they don't understand.
Tulim Kabakuku, Esula Esoka Nolinirwa Mwenda.
Habakuku 1 verse 9.
Bajaru Achejo.
As
long as you have that kind of way, as long as I believe Christ, I don't need to know me. They will know
matter
of me. I choose much. That kind of life, eternal life, is not the one true God.
Then
Jesus is saying, now you are joking, you don't want to know. Another preaches one verse and they're in their own words. And we are looking for
our own
things. What
brings
the
most
is the kind of lifestyle people have lived this world. God tells them to know and understand him. They don't have that sign. They have much time for business. By the time you know God, they don't have it.
That's
one of the things why they come to this world. You always doing jokes in the Lord. You will meet them. They come to God. What else? Habakkuk 1:9.
Bajja lwaki ejo bonna. Bafulumula amaaso gaabwe ng'embuyaga ez'ebuvanjuba.
You when they stare like that.
You must feel
like winds blowing. For they don't stare. If they are painting green hills, they don't stare. For enter they stare. If it's the time of beating you has perhaps passed. Have you ever seen
that
animal always ready to grab its prey? And it's going to eat a goat home or a cow. When it comes, it doesn't stare. It counts the people entering. Are they finished? And you see the door, they are all closing. When it reaches to stare, you come back in the kitchen. It wants to stare, it runs from there. And it goes to Kawempe. And it stares. For staring is so much with the noise. No, this was half high. The angels of hell. When they stare, a wind is what blows from them. The wind in Gaza, the entire wind is going to stare. But it can blow all of you and it strikes you on the spears. And hell has spears.
Is
staring is also a punishment to you.
kubanga tamara gate mya.
He doesn't just stare.
Akubera kona kuba emyezi etano katana temya.
5 months before staring.
Tatemya okumara emyezi
5 solid months.
Kwamale kibonedeze ekyo natemya mukumuna akuse kibonedeze.
He stares once, he changes another punishment.
Wala bika magombe ke babagamba sike kugati
kubai. The hell they told you is not that.
Uraba ne kuli bakugamba siri
ebitu. Even the heaven they told you is not that heaven.
Bagamba kuwali yo buyumbu.
They told you in heaven they are fine structures.
Yabata kuzye nnyo byabu.
They have not worked righteous so much. They are going to reside.
Abatali butukiri butwali ajja kula
bakatu. Without righteous holiness no one will see.
Bakulima abata kuzye nnyo.
They should have liked that they were not worked so much righteous.
Bukasero banga obanga warokoka.
If you got saved.
Wali yo buyumbu bije
bajjo. Their fine structures they will put you in heaven.
Ati bana abakoze obutukiri
bwenyu. These ones who worked so much righteous.
Mubasobola okubera mbizimbe
ebintu. They will be in good structures.
Ati abana obate wakola nnyo
mulungi.
Ogena kubosola ku
You will be sleeping on the streets of heaven.
Each
one who works
well,
the one who do evil, let them also do evil. The one who do evil will stay as long as I'll be in heaven. As long as I'll sleep on the streets of heaven. As long as I'll be in the streets, I'll be in heaven.
That message,
all of them come to pile people to sin.
Umaririza okudde mikono
bya sajja
abatwala emyezi etaano okutemya
take 5 months to stare.
Tatemya ina kukuba
don't stare, they have to beat you all the time.
Okubonyabonyabonyabonya
ebyajja wo beat you with different punishments.
Tuli mu Habakkuk esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Habakkuk 1 verse 9.
Era bakunganya abasibe ng'omusenyu.
Baba kunganya bahangi magombe.
But then there are numerous. Numerous like the sand of more than the sand of the world.
Woba docha bisaki.
If you have been joking within them.
Baba kunganya.
They gather them.
Woba bulira ebyo.
They don't tell them.
Basinga n'omusenyu obungi.
They are more than the sand.
Uruza abantu bayise ku musiku nobameka
abantu. How many people these things have passed this world?
Imagine
the generation of Noah, he poured it all there. All the generations have been taking them, people there. They are numerous there. Each one with an angel punishing them. And they are in their judgment and case with this angel.
So they are going to be
the judgment day, which is going to be Jerusalem of heaven.
Now,
that angel is upon them to punish and torment them.
Tuli mu Habakkuk esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 10.
Habakkuk 1 verse 10.
Weewaawo basekerera bakabaka n'abakungu baba bakuduulirwa gyali.
Baduula bali.
They scoff.
Era bw'otunuulira Isaiah 14:9.
Isaiah 14:9.
Bakuba bakabaka ne babatuuza ne ku ntebe ez'amagwa.
They beat the kings and they put them in thrones of horns. King, sit on this.
Entebe y'amagwa ne
babatuuza ne ku ntebe ez'amagwa. The throne is of horns.
Ne balyoka bakuba ebigo.
Kabaka,
they are scorning you and
scoffing. You used to be worshiping demons that you are wizards of Uganda. Worship demons in different places. That you are kings, you have authority. They beat you as a king. They have
bones,
hooks on their hands. He makes a throne for you. And he makes you sit on the thrones. And he laughs and scorns at the thorns that passed you. And
he
begins to scoff at you. Thank you for ruling king. You thought you were the king of kings and you are the lord of lords.
Never thought
this is the one who rules in this world.
Then
he bases above the heavens.
Tuli mu Habakkuk esula esooka olunyiriri lwa 10.
Habakkuk 1 verse 10.
Nti weewaawo basekerera bakabaka n'abakungu baba bakuduulirwa gyali. Aduulira buli kigo.
They
look at the 45 cities that they have closed themselves. And he laughs, the time I'll come for you there. You'll be building your
walls.
They don't want people to enter in there. You
need their visitors.
They told you don't stop visitors.
So
yet through them angels can come. He spoke at you as you build your wall. And he tells me I'll just jump once and up inside. And I come for that man.
The
first people they are building walls over their houses and cities.
Tuli mukabakuku esula esoka n'olunyiriri lwa kumi.
Habakuku 1 verse 10.
Kubanga atuma enfufu n'akimenya. Awaliita ng'awulukuka ng'embuyaga. Era alisukirira nazza. Alisukirira nazza omusango. Ye amaanyi ge gabeera Katonda we. Gwe toli wa mirembe n'emirembe. Ayi Mukama Katonda wange, omutukuvu wange. Olunyiriri 12.
Verse 12.
Gwe toli Katonda wa mirembe n'emirembe, ayi Katonda wange, omutukuvu wange. Tetulifa, ayi Mukama. Wamuteekerawo omusango, naawe, ayi Olwazi, wamunywereza okubuulirira. Gw'alina amaaso agayinze obulongoofu. Obutatunuulira bubi. So toyinza kulaba bukyamu.
Ye buli kimu Katonda kyalaba.
Everything God does.
Buli omu aba amusalidde nga bw'abadde amulaba.
He sentences everyone the way they have seen him.
Atusembeyo nga tulaba Zephaniah.
Let's see Zephaniah.
Kubikwatagana entambula za malayika.
Concerned movement of these angels.
Zephaniah. Ulaba isura.
Zephaniah esula esoka n'olunyiriri lwa 14.
Zephaniah 1 verse 14.
Olunaku olukulu olwa Mukama luli kumpi. Luli kumpi era lwanguwa mangu nnyo.
Olunaku lwa Mukama tuli wala nnyo.
The day of the Lord is not far from now.
Asola bange ekyamba kino
kibi. As long as you see this mystery being revealed.
Mukama wa Yesu.
Our Master Jesus.
Nga bwe twalagibwa mu kubikuli bwa 10.
Just as we show in Revelation 10.
Nga omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Ekyamba akagombe ka nkomeyo nga tekannabafu.
Before the seventh trumpet is sounded.
Ekyamba kya kano kino okuba nga
kibikuli. The mystery of God must have been revealed.
Ekyamba oyo Mukama wa Yesu.
The mystery of our Lord Jesus Christ. Within him are things in heaven and earth.
Nga bwe nabye tubikula biri mu ye.
All these will reveal within him.
Era Katonda yagamba.
And God said.
Tewali kintu kimu ekyakwekebwa.
Nothing which is hidden.
Ekitali
which will never be exposed.
It's
the moment you see everything God had hidden. And God was pleased through this journey of heaven to reveal all things.
Spoken in
Isaiah 48.
He said,
I've shown you new words which
you've
never known.
They
which had been hidden but they have been created right now unto our wisdom. Let's move on.
Zephaniah esula esoka n'olunyiri lwa 14.
Zephaniah 1 verse 14.
Nti olunaku olukulu olwa Mukama luli kumpi. Luli kumpi era lwangu amangu nnyo. Eddoboozi ery'olunaku lwa Mukama omusajja ow'amaanyi alikaabira eyo ng'aliko obuyinike bungi. Olunaku olwo lunaku lwa busungu. Lunaku lwa buyinike. N'okulaba ennaku lunaku lwa kuzirikirako n'okulekebwawo.
Lunaku lwa kuzirika.
It's a day of trouble.
Nga bwe nkugambye nti abagwe magongo.
Like a true thing fall in hell.
Bazirika.
They faint.
Ne bakukuba n'oddamu n'okuluguma.
And they beat you awake afresh.
Naye olunaku lwa abasajja bwe bagenda kujja bakole ku nsi kuno. Abantu bajja zirika nga bwe bagolokoka.
People will faint as they arise.
Olunaabalabako wano.
When they will see them here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So tulowooza nti Mukama w'anaaba akusisinkanye
oli wano. Think when God will meet you when you're here.
Onaabawonya amagombe nga tali mutuukirivu.
You would have been saved from hell when you're righteous.
Okuwona kwo.
You're being saved.
Kuli mutuukirivu.
Is in righteousness.
Kwe kugamba nti abali singa ni bwanga tuli balamu.
Say we will be found when we are living.
Yesu.
And we are in Christ. Sipe
tulisoka okugenda.
It's not us who will first go.
Ye gatako banafu
we bakali mu Kristo Yesu. We shall join our friends in the Christ Jesus.
Ketu ambuke tugenda tusengane Mukama wafu mbaba.
Up meet the master in space.
Bali no tujoke tubaleke wano.
Now we shall leave the others here.
Nga kubikula mwenda bwe
gamba. Revelation 9 says.
Okumale miezi 5 ngabo nya mwezi
bwe. Solid month they be punished.
Ye tuachirekera Mukama banga chi.
We left to the Lord what time will be.
Ye zo buta miezi 5 ngabo
chi. Not be physical 5 months as you know.
Nje unako rumaso ga Mukama.
One day before God.
Yiringe miaka
like a thousand years.
Now
that moment is brought.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on brief.
Zephaniah 1 verse 15. Lunaku lwa kizikiza n'ekikome.
Twawulira ku bikulu by'essula y'omwenda. Ekizikiza kiva mu bunnya
obutakoma.
Lwanaki obunnya obutakoma bujja kugulibwawo.
Amagye
gonna agaba malayika abadde bakola mu magombe n'okufa.
Bajja kuvaayo bakole wano. They will come and work here.
Bamale bakunganye emyoyo gyonna.
After they will gather all spirits
emijimu,
which are rebellious,
bagiyete kunakulwa omusango.
And they bring them at the day of judgment.
Nga bwe tuwulira mu kubikulirwa 2.
As we hear in Revelation 20.
Revelation 20:11 to 15.
Death and hell will bring all the dead who have been in it.
It
doesn't mean they will bring the dead bodies. We shall study of the dead. Time has not made it possible. As I see here, we have to know the first and the second death. And we know who is death and what is resurrection.
Well,
there's the first resurrection and the second resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I see times it would not be enough for us. Let's first finish these scriptures.
Tuli mu Zefaniya essuula esooka olunyiriro 15.
Zefaniya 1:15.
Lunaku lwa kizikiza n'ekikome. Lunaku nti lunaku lwabire n'ekizikiza ekikutte. Lunaku lwa kkondeere n'okulawa. Eri ebibuga ebiriko enkomera. N'eri ebigo ebigulumivu.
Ewali ataliwulira kondeere.
No one will not hear this trumpet.
Oba mu bikomera gy'olimu olimu weggalira yeeyo.
Fight walls you clothe yourself.
Oyagala bakubuulira nje.
Don't want to be preached to.
Yonna ojja kubuulira olunaku lwa Mukama.
All of you will hear the day of the Lord.
Tuli mu Zefaniya essuula esooka olunyiriro 17.
Naye 1:17.
Era ndireeta obuyinike ku bantu. Batambule ng'abazibe b'amaaso.
Now when you reach in hell, because what has been worked there will be here on that day. When you reach
here,
you can almost see where you're going and where you're coming from, because of the too much darkness covering there. In those days, when a master comes here, darkness will be covering here. You don't see where you're going. That's where the Abaddons come and they pierce you. The rocks come and they hit you. It will be a very hard day.
It's
quite of us that day.
We
prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
And
in that moment,
let's
prepare ourselves not to fall in hell.
For
if you dare fall there, the day you come back, we shall leave you here.
They'll
bring you after we have appointed you in judgment.
And
to the ones who don't want to believe, even keeping righteousness.
Zefaniya essuula esooka olunyiriro 17.
Naye 1:17.
Kubanga bayonoonye Mukama, n'omusaayi gwabwe gulifukibwa ng'enfuufu, n'omubiri gwabwe ng'obusa.
Kakati ekizibu ekiriwo.
Now the problem here.
Bw'obeera emagombe.
When you are in hell.
Bw'akuyiwako omuliro guno.
When he pours that fire upon you.
Nga bw'olaboona ali eno mu magaali.
As you see the ones in the wheels down.
Waliwo omubiri we gusooka ne gukuyiika nga bw'olaba obusa bw'ente.
Times when your body begins to fall off you like cow dung.
And
it falls and it all powers from you.
Kati kunaku lulo lwomusanga.
Kama furu agenda okuba. When the muscle cover. It's going to happen to the people when they're in this world. Each one will see their body falling off themselves, powering off. Have you ever seen cow dung powering? When the cow muscle, when the cow is sick. You will look at your body, people there. The body powers and it restores itself. And you try to support it not to power. And you have only problems. Don't joke with hell. Hell is not a story. It is real, more so than you think of it. You power and you would wish to support not to power yourself. But the body is powering more.
Zefaniya essuula esooka n'olunyiriri 17.
Zefaniya chapter 1:17.
Kubanga bayonoonye Mukama n'omusaayi gwabwe gulifukibwa ng'enfuufu n'omubiri gwabwe ng'obusa.
Era ky'obula bubeera emagombe. Obeera mukalu.
You are dry.
Timbamu wadde akasaayi akali
akusupportinga.
Wango musayi gwe gwandibadde mu oxygen gosa.
Wabula
ennyonta ebeera erinakuluma.
But the thirsty has to strike you there.
Ennyonta.
The thirsty.
Olususu luyiise lwonna luweddeko.
All the skin has poured off yourself.
Obeera eyo ng'olinganga awo.
Kwegamba
akantu era akafe.
And you are something dead.
Kugezaako olususu okudda luba lwakadda ate n'oddamu n'oyiika.
Obeera kubuzibu bwe.
Yenna malayika w'okufa ku magombe abeera alinga
akutunuulira. And the angel of death and hell is just looking at you.
The
body is falling, you're trying to support it. He's just posing, enjoying. He said, I've done to him, Lord, what he wants.
You had an angel saying, the Lord, it's required for you to give them blood for they kill your saints. Instead of water. These angels responsible for this work. When you despise God, they see you. They have nothing to do to you until you have commanded them. But when the seasons will pass you yourself oxygen will be cut from you, and you're captured alone. That's why it's written in Romans 10. Verse 9 to 10. You have to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth to be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
you want to be saved.
What
you got saved, never understood it. You want to be saved afresh after here. You meet me right there. And you confess salvation afresh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There's another who got saved because of a visa. Another got saved of God. Another was not getting married. Another weren't being married. Another they had never put on a suit at their home.
But they are
now they got set to have it. But that's not the main reason. God set to save your spirit.
The rest
are going to be just given you, like a child of God.
Tulimu Zephaniah, esule soka nolo nyiri. Tulimurua, tulikula kumina munana.
Naya 1 verse 18.
Nepeza yawe, teri inza kuba wanyeza kurunaku, urobu sungu buwa mukama, ne wankubade ezabu yawe.
Doku nganya sete embo zina akuyaba.
The money that will help you this
time.
Those religions deceiving you.
Uri yawe, uri mkatulichi.
That you are a Catholic.
Mbusimanyo waye ndobo.
That you give that tithe.
Mbweja kuta asangu
that it will save you when you're dead.
Mkama aweku wakute kakusa
nilekebibi. And God will put you in a place where they suppress your sin.
That is
deception of the devil in religions.
You will not
be saved by your gold and silver before these men.
Those religions
are very deceptive. They are robbers and thieves.
Murderers.
They are like the devil. And they are his children. They deceive, give some money. God on the day of your death, that money you have given to build a church, it will save you. Even born again began this
world.
Instead of preaching right to someone, you tell them to give so much. God to be saving them before God.
Give
us the money of God. But when you don't walk in righteousness, you will not be saved by giving.
The
pastor should gather your money deceiving you like that. For within us, there are people hidden in us.
They can be
pastors and apostles of Christ. Yet they are the robbers and
thieves.
They are the workers of the devil. And they act like their mother, their father, the devil. He masquerades as a preacher of righteousness. You put on a mini like
spiritual.
He tells you, accept you are given 5 million. God bless you. They don't mind how you're clothed.
They
don't mind what you do. They mind of the money within the basket. They sell rice 50,000
kilo.
1 kilo. It is holy, blessed rice.
All
these ones are the thieves, the wolves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
don't mind where your spirit is going. They mind what you've gathered in a basket to drive a car. It is you know where you will go.
And
after they tell you, look for your God, seek him. I seek him from where you have not told me to find. You're showing me money. Now how can I seek him? Seek the Lord.
That is how they seek
him. I seek him from where. Show him to me in the book of the Lord.
Bible
says, Isaiah 34:16, look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit gathered all of them.
You have
not shown me him in the book where? You in the book you show me only gold. I see you entering America. I think of
her.
John 3.
Nicodemus.
He came to Jesus and he told him, you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you're born again. I see your business.
Is that
you're getting born again? Is it there? Let me tell you this.
Abakosa
workers of right deception. They were thieves and robbers. Ministers of the devil.
Bible
only man and not showing God here. Now, is it not hell in the Bible?
Everything
they see the scripture, they turn it to money.
Ezekiel 37,
the dry bones in the valley.
Business
your yakara. Business that was getting dry. I see now body restored to him. It is moving.
They are
saying these are the children of Israel. He sees business rather. Let me be very careful. Gold will never save you. Silver will never save you. I want you to do one thing. Bible says 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
The
authority of God already gave us what we need for life and for God. We use them for life and for serving God. But I want to tell you,
work
righteousness to be able to reach heaven. Monday we have it, we are still having getting more.
As the
church was in Acts,
and
none of them
asked,
but they were on a mission of going to heaven.
When
you check the gospel they preached in Acts, I don't see take it. I have not seen them selling anointing. I don't see them selling miracles.
All
this was moving on in this world. All that is in the deceptions of the world. And you think you have money of going to heaven. The fear of God, godliness, is making much profits.
When
you have a car, you pack your house, God arose for you. Who deceives you? God had no house. He did not arise for himself.
Where
did
not find my own
houses to prove he had a reason for himself.
Even Nabi to
use them for this life.
Every
don't have
them
go to give them, that they may not stumble from him before.
But we
shall not preach it as the gospel that is Lord.
We
shall not preach it as heaven. That's for the heaven. Those are the things which finish to be used for.
Amen. Tulimu Zephaniah esule soka nolu nyirirwa 18.
Zephaniah 1 verse 18.
Na yesi yonna omuliro ogwobujja bwe guli jocha. Kubanga alimalawo wewao alimalirawo ddala n'entiisa abo bonna abali mu nsi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Atukomekereza katuwe omuntu kuvuka afurumia ebigambo bya magezi bino.
As we wind up the hospital.
Esule soka pakulu kusatu.
Zephaniah chapter 2.
Zephaniah esula eyo kubiri olinyolu soka. Mokungane wewao mokungane.
As it is today.
Aye gwanga elitalina kukwati bwansonyi.
Abantu abaganyo kukwati bwansonyi.
People refuse to be ashamed before God and to live sin.
Eteka nga terinaba kuzala.
Nga tebanaba emanya kiragiro kiine ebyo kuzala.
A command has many things to be birthed out.
Ekiragiro okibera mu nsi.
When a command is in the world,
it
is a command of the Lord.
Naliva mukamwaka.
When it comes from his mouth,
it
is the command of the Lord.
When
it comes from his mouth,
when
it reaches to us, it becomes a law. When we break it, it becomes judgment. That's why
we
hear that if we diligently act in the voice of the Lord your God to obey his commands and his laws and his judgment, that is one thing. The voice of the Lord is what brings the command. When it comes to us, it becomes a law. When we break it, it becomes judgment.
Tulimu Zephaniah esula ya kubiri n'olunyiri lwa kubiri.
Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 2.
Eteeka nga terinaba kuzaala, olunaku nga terunayita, ng'ebisusunku, ekiro kya Mukama nga tekinnabatuukako, olunaku olw'obusungu bwa Mukama nga tebunnabatuukako. Munoonye Mukama, mwe mwenna abawombeefu ab'omu nsi, abakola emisango gye. Munoonye obutuukirivu, munoonye obuwombeefu. Mpozzi, muli kwekebwa ku lunaku olw'obusungu bwa Mukama.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Let's do that, seek the Lord.
They have
showed us where we're going to seek him from.
Isaiah
34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read.
The Spirit
of the Lord gathered all of them.
And
let's seek him and search him totally out. Praise Jesus. We shall be able to be saved on the day of Thursday and Friday. We shall be separating the death the Spirit works on.
the death
of
the devil, which he brought in the people. Which we know of dying through Adam, which ends up in hell, and which will bring the lake of fire, which is known as the second death. And we shall separate the first and the second revelations. You will know everything called rapture. Praise Jesus.
After
that, we shall see principalities.
Bebani.
Who are they? We are going to know that the angels who have to bind them, that they are there. You have to send them whether in the desert or on the lake. But you have to send them in the prison, the
following.
We bind them the day of judgment. This time, and this time alone, principalities are going to first know that what the church does understands it.
We shall not
send them in the sea where they have their base. You know, Jezebel have their base under the sea. According to Ezekiel 27, and even in the kingdom of the stars, when you send them in the deserts, they say it. Our master explained, when you send them in the deserts, they come back. You have to bind them in the bottomless pit. Now we shall be seeing that. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You tried to come on Thursday. We began on Tuesday. The skill of the devil,
or
to God and his church, or to the spirit of the Lord and his works, and the spirit of the devil and his works.
It is
from
5
sharp
unto
8, and we go back home. We started those schemes from Tuesday to Wednesday. We see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches.
And on
Thursday, we resume the journey of heaven. That's where we shall study those things. On the day of Friday, we request you to be around. And you bring all they would wish to enter the kingdom of heaven. And they wish to go and train by the devil and his works. God bless you. As you come, you are raised on your feet. And we pray to the Lord. We pray he helps us to be saved of hell. In all this, what
we
are going to pray else? What we need in this life and for serving him. Let him give him to others, we may not stumble.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
pray the armies of angels from him are going to help us fight principalities.
Except
these angels who buy the false
spirit,
that we work with him. The Bible says, what you find on earth,
it
will be bound in heaven. That's the moment where
you're
going to pray
to
draw all evil spirits
in
the bottomless pit. As you send out Yabadon, the angel of the chains,
that
capture the evil spirits, the demons,
the
fallen angels, which are put people's heads in the mountains, and the false prophets, the false religions. Send angel Abaddon, capture them, put the bottomless
pits
in the day of judgment. Sitari ne ebikolwa byo byonna kubanga Bayibuli egambye
mukubikuru esura ye 12 onyura 17 disitani najjo okulwanyisa abakwata amateeka ga Katonda n'abo abakwata obujula bwa Yesu era yajja n'emizimu gye mingi be bamalayika baagwa nga bakiri mukubikuru 18 nti emizimu gijjudde ensi okulemesa abatukuvu saba kabaka abaakabaka olwaleero tusabukirize egira bamalayika abalwanyi bayibuli egambye mu bakolinso ekyokubira esura ye 10 tetwanagambira musaayi wabula ebyokulwanyisa byaffe byamaanyi n'okumenya ebigo era tuwana mbina musaayi wabula n'abaamasaza ab'ekizikiza abafukira mu kizikiza ekyensi eno ab'amaanyi ag'obuyinza bw'omukupanga obw'ekizikiza naye olwalero ssaba katonda ffe be baleese enjiri ez'obulimba be baleese ebyamagero by'obulimba okuyita manabi w'obulimba enjiri ez'obulimba ez'ebyamafuna byenfuna by'ensi eno olwalero tetuva tukusaba nawe ekigambiddwa ebyokulwanyisa byaffe sijja mbina musaayi wabula byamaanyi n'okumenya ebigo ku bigwa 15 egambye waliyo bamalayika balina ebyokulwanyisa abalina ebyokulwanyisa byaffe malayika agudde kondeera eryokuna tusaba odumire ekire malayika badoni owenjegere bayibuli ebogereko mukubi kwesula ey'omwenda olyekuna mukakuna musanvu bali biliyoni ebikumi bibiri tubasindika mu bwengula bw'ensero tubasindika mu bwakabaka bw'emunyenje abakuku beyogeddeko beyogeddeko sima kabakabakabaka omusimbi ab'amasasa namunyanja hezekeri abiri musanvu beyogeddeko ensonzi n'ebiwonvu ku nsi kuno emitwe gy'abanabbi b'obulimba amadiini ag'obulimba ebiri mu gitanda munda ebiri mu nsonzi sibakabakabakabaka tulumba era tusindika gira malayika abadoni malayika owenjegere yitamu okusiba emizimu yitamu okuyita okusiba amaanyi g'ekizikiza agaleese endwadde mu bantu agalesa okulemererwa agalesa obwangu okubaza emabega sindikagira malayika badoni owenjegere okusiba emizimu gyonna egibadde mu bwengula bw'ensero egibadde mu bwengula bwa uganda mu afirika yonna mu amerika australia sobakabakabakabaka mu china yona tusindika ssebo omuyiza ebintu byonna mu ddiini ez'obulimba yonna tusindisa gira malayika owenjegere malayika badoni owenjegere yitamu ku bikulu abiri egambye n'okwata sitaani n'omusiba mungi obutagoma tusaba oyitemu okusiba ebizimu bayibuli egambye babadde obuyinza ku dayimooni embi mu Mateeyo essuula ye 10 olwaleero obuyinza buno katumukozese bayibuli egambye mu Mateeyo 18 gye munaasibanga ku nsi namukulu kinaasibibwa era tusiba malayika badoni yitamu ng'osiba tuduumira okusiba emizimu gyonna amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agabadde mu kanisa ya Yesu bannabbi b'obulimba abaddeko emizimu ku mitwe egy'obulimba dayimooni ezikola ebyamagero by'obulimba obakyayogera mu bikoba batemi16 tyomuwala eyaliko dayimooni eragula mukama tusindika malayika badoni eri bamalayi bannabbi b'obulimba bonna abaliko dayimooni eziragula ezibuzaabuza abantu bakatona bano bakyasobola genda mu njiri ey'obutuukirivu tuzisindisaeyo malayika abadoni yitamu osiba ebizimu eziri ku bannabbi b'obulimba ku mitwe gyabwe eziri mu bituntu byabwe eziri ku miryango gyabwe eziri ku madirisa gaabwe eziri buli kafo gaabwe mu nsi eno yitamu ku nsozi mukama yitamu n'ejeryo sibukabakabakabaka sindika gira malayika badoni owenjegere okusiba emizimu gyonna okusiba bamasaza okusiba basitaani bonna abali mu amerika abali mu yurupu abali mu asiya mu afurika australia yonna mukama batugambye tinatera malayika bo bano bakampinga ensi yonna kakano bonnawe bali tuduumira ku nsozi zonna mukama basiba emizimu gyonna abamasaza b'obulimba abandi batudde ebintu byaffe abandi balwaza ekkanisa tusobole okgenda mubanabbi b'obulimba mukama olwalero endwadde zita abantu emizimu egibale gibateekako endwadde egibale gibateekako endwadde egibale gibateekako okulemererwa egibale gina bizinesi z'abaana bo hai kabakabakabaka leka malayika abadooni haitemu mukama azikirize nabbi bannabbi b'obulimba bonna abatuma b'obulimba abasomesa b'obulimba mu kanisa y'obulokozi ate kakano mukama otume wonna wonna mu madiini ag'obulimba emizimu ekibale gikwatiddeyo abantu bakatonda gyonna gikwatibwe ginekambunya obutakoma okutuwa kunaku lw'omusanvu bayibuli egambye mu Juudi 1:6 nti mukama ne bamalayika abatakuuma kitiibwa kyabwe obakumira mu njegere z'ekizikiza okutuwa kunaku lw'omusanvu mukama tusindika badoni w'enjegere ayitamu mu bwengula okwata bamalayika abaagwa emizimu egyo ayikabakabakabaka egibale giremesa abantu okuwangula okuyingira mu bwakabaka bw'omukulu mukama ogikwate ogisomunya butakoma okutuwa kunaku lw'omusanvu mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu tubameega leero twaweebwa obuyinza kozesa obuyinza bwo mu Mataayo 10 kozesa obuyinza bwo kozesa obuyinza obuyinza emwoyo mutukuvu yatukulembeddemu kozesa obuyinza okumalawo endwadde okumalawo ennaku okumalawo emizimu okumalawo okulemererwa mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu tusiba emizimu gyonna egiri ku nsozi egiri mu biwanvu mu maserengeta egibadde wansi mu nyanja
Come on, come on.